Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis is talking about the Toldah of Keren, trying to define what is the Toldah of Keren, and if it's Din, it's the same as the Av of Keren. The Gemara says that there are two psukim in the Torah. It says Ki Yigach and it says Ki Yigof. The Gifa and the Gicha. And yet the Braisa seems to say Negifa is a Toldah. So the Gemara says it's a different type of Negifa. The Gifa of pushing, that's a Toldah of Keren. The Gifa in the Pasuk means Ki Yigach. Ki Yigof really means Ki Yigach. So why does it use a different lashon? It says the Gemara, Milsag Avurcha Kamashmalon. Kiigach is referring to Shorshe Shenagach Esa Adam, and Kiigof is referring to Shorshe Nagach Esa Behem. Milsag Avurcha Kamashmalon, that Muad La Adam Havi Muad La Behem, and Muad La Behem Lo Havi Muad La Adam. Because Adam is Lemazla, and Behem is Lemazla. Somehow it's harder to kill an Adam, easier to kill a behema. So therefore, if the shor is muad la adam, is muad la behema. Yesh b'chal masayim mana. We assume that he's muad la behema as well. But if he's muad la behema, he's not muad la adam. So we discussed last time two days in Rashi the two lashonos. What does it mean that adam is lemazla? Why is it harder to kill an adam? Either Rashi says because the adam has a das lishmer as gufa, or because he has a mazel. What does mazel mean? Kivega quotes Rashi in Shabbos that it means he has a malach who's melitz olav, who advises for him in the heavenly court, the malach protects him and prevents him, who tries as best as he can to protect him from death. So that's why it's harder to kill an Adam. So if he's muad la Adam, he's muad la behema for sure, because if he even can kill an Adam, if he's dochef b'koach kol kach, he pushes with such a strength that he can kill an Adam, then certainly he could kill a behemah, he should be muad la behem. We said the nafkamina between the two days in Rashi should be Adam Yashen and Katan, because they don't have the same kind of das, but they still have the malach, so that would be the nafkamina. The second issue that we touched on was whether there should be a distinction between Misa and Nezek in this context. Should we say muad la Adam havi muad la behem is only by Misa, or should we say it even by Nezek? So who took a stand on that? It starts with the Paras Yosef. The Paras Yosef is trouble with Rashi. Rashi explains the case to be talking about kofer. Mu'ad la'adam havi mu'ad la'behema, but mu'ad la'behema lo havi mu'ad la'adam le'inyin wad le'inyin kofer. That if the shor is mu'ad la'behema, that means let's say he was nogeach shor chamor gom. So he's mu'ad la'behema, and then he kills an adam. He's not going to pay kofer because he's not mu'ad la'adam. Why does Rashi have to come on to Kofer? Let him talk about Nezek. That's the Paras Yosef's Kasha. His Teretz is a little complicated, but we pointed out that the Piskei Rid actually distinguishes between Nezek as opposed to Misa. Why does he distinguish between Nezek as opposed to Misa? It's nice to get the sheet this, but you have to understand the background. The Piskei Rid is asking the Kasha that you probably saw today, hopefully you did see today. In Tosfos, the other Rishonim here on that Beis Amud Aleph, everyone's troubled with that Kasha. The steer between our Gemara and the Gemara and Daf Lamed Zayin. Gemara quotes in Machlokes Rav Zvid, Rav Papa, Daf Lamed Zayin, whether Muad La Adam having Muad La Behema or not. That's the two days how to read the Mishnah of Daf Lamed Zayin. So the problem is, our Gemara says Muad La Adam having Muad La Behema, it's doch against Rav Papa and Daf Lamed Zayin, so it's a problem. What's the simple answer to that question? The Stam Gemara here says Muad La Adam having Muad La Behema, and there's a Machlokes Amarayim later whether Muad La Adam is Muad La Behema or not. What's the answer? What simple answer? Yeah? Our Gemara is going like the other day, right? That's the simple answer. That's the Piskei Rid's first answer, right? Rav Zvid holds Muad La Adam Havi Muad La Behema. So our Gemara is going like him. But Eli pointed out that that's against the Shita Mekubetzis that we had earlier on the Beis Amid Beis, right? We were talking about Karen Mechuberes, Kula Muedesi. So the Shita asked, the Rishonim asked, not just the Shita, the Tosus asked, where's that? How can Karen Mechuberes be Kula Muedes? Where are we going to learn that from? Not from Karen Tlusha, because Karen Tlusha, there's a chilek between Tam and Muad. Not from the Shar Avos, because Karen is not as Chomer. Bishlam Laman Dama Palganiska Mamona. I said, then I understand how you can learn from Shar Avos, but Laman Dama Palganiska Knasi, you can't. So the Shita Megratza says, what's the problem? Who says the Gemara is going like the Laman Dama Palganiska Knasi? Rav Papa holds a Palganiska Mamona, and our Gemara is trying to explain whom Rav Papa. Rav Papa has a statement that told us Avos Nezikin Yeshmiyah Kiyotzim Yeshmiyah Nak Yotzim. Asug is a Liba the Rav Papa. So therefore, we're going to Mandama Palganiska Mamona, and that's why there's no kasha to begin with. Yeah, but the Piskei Rid says that the Gemara is going like Rav Zvid, not like Rav Papa. So they're bothered with different kashas. It comes out very different. There are other answers to each one of the kashas, but the first day in Piskei Rid is against the Shita Mekubetzes. What's the second day in Piskei Rid? That there's a chilek between Misa and Nezek. Our Gemara is talking about Misa. For that, Mu'ud La'adam having Mu'ud La'behema. But for Nezakin, Mu'ud La'adam lo having Mu'ud La'behema. Why should I distinguish? We said, L'chora, that should depend on this issue. That should depend on this issue. If you hold like the second day in Rashi, that Adam is Le'mazla is because of a malach, so maybe the malach is protecting the person from Misa, but protecting the person from everything? That he shouldn't stub his toe, he shouldn't scratch his hand, he shouldn't get cut in some way, the malach is going to be Melech Olam for everything? It's a little hard to believe. Normally we assume that refers to Misa. But if you hold that Adam is Le'mazla means that a person is Das Lishmer as Gufo, so he's Shomer as Gufo from everything. He's in control. He's able to be Shomer as Gufo Mula, so that should apply Bein L'Misa, Bein L'Nizak. So this idea of the Piskei Rid, L'Chora, is dependent on the second day. He's assuming like the second day in Rashi. What does Rashi Taka hold about this? Does Rashi hold that you can distinguish between Misa and Nezek or not? What's the answer? So Rashi in Bava Kamma doesn't say anything, but does Rashi say something elsewhere? Anyone? Anyone? Yes, Ami.
Rashi
Psachim. And Rashi Psachim of all places. We just finished Sukkot, but Rashi Psachim. Rashi is going on an Agarata in that Gemara. Gemara says that Shluchim Mitzvah Einam Nizokim. Someone who's going on a mitzvah is not going to be Nizok Labali Chosim Labachaziras. Not when he's going, not when he's coming back. So how do you know that? So it says the Gemara, come on, ki ay tana, the Tanya, Yisi ben Yehuda Omer, klap isha Omer, Torah, v'lo yach marish es artzacha. Torah gives a haftach, an incredible haftach, that when you're Ola Regel, you go up to Yerushalayim, everyone leaves their homes. And they go up to the Beis HaMikdash. And for hundreds of years, no land was stolen. No Goyim came to start up with them. Nothing. It was a tremendous haftach. They say, there are those who say that that's the biggest riot of the Torah's emes. One of the biggest riots. How can anyone guarantee that no one is going to be chomed arzacha? No one's going to come. You're going to be ola regel, and no one is going to come to take away anything from you. Not your land, and not your property, and not your movable property. No one. How could anyone guarantee such a thing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who can guarantee such a thing. It shows that the Torah's emes. So what does the Gemara say? Isi ben Yehuda comments on this pasuk, Malamich de Parascha Roba Afar, Ve'ein Chayim Azikos, Tanagoltach, and Akaris Ba'ashba, Ve'ein Chulda Mazikos. Not only is no one else, no human being is going to start up with you, but your property is not going to get Nizok. Ve'ladvarm Kavachomer, Ma'i Lishadakan Lizok, Eino Nizokin, B'nei Adam Shein Darkan Lizok, Alachas Kama V'kama. If the objects, if the animals that could be Nizok, there's a haftacha, they're not going to be Nizok. Certainly a person who's not Darkon Lizok, a person normally is not Nizok, he's not going to be Nizok either. So that's the raya that the Shulchan Mitzvah, those who go up to Yerushalayim to be Ola Regel, are not going to be Nizok. Lo b'halichosam v'lo b'chazirosam. The Gemara continues to explain b'chazirosam. Right? How do you know b'chazar? So Rashi comments on this line is about Klapei Shamra Torah. Rashi invokes the phrase of Agimah. Adam islay mazla. Veinu moher lios nizak begufa. Adam islay mazla. He veinu moher lios nizak begufa. So if the behemah is not going to be nizak, kolshkin, the person is not going to be nizak. Person's not going to be nizak because Adam islay mazla. Does Adam islay mazla have anything to do with nezak? According to the Piskei Rid, it has nothing to do with Nezek. Adam Islay Mazla means that a person is a malach, the way we're explaining the Piskei Rid. A person is a malach who's Melech Olam, who protects him, so he's going to be safe from Misa. But what does that have to do with Nezek? Rashi is using Adam Islay Mazla, Rashi in Psachim, is using Adam Islay Mazla to explain why a person is not even going to be Nizok, not just that it's harder to kill him, but it's harder to give him nezek, to damage him. That's clearly against the Piskei Rit. Clearly against the Piskei Rit's understanding. Rashi doesn't distinguish between Misa and Nezek vis-a-vis the Klal of other Mislim Nezek. So how do we reconcile this Rashi with Rashi Bava Kama? Now, Rashi Bava Kama gives the case of Kofa. Muad l'behema lo havi muad l'adam, Rashi says, if he's muad l'behema and he kills an adam, he's not chayav Kofa. So that Rashi seems to be working more with the Lishna Basra, with the Lishna Achrina, that he has a Malach Melitzalov. That's why there's a chilah between Nezakin as opposed to Misa, and he picks on Misa, picks on a case of Misa and Kofir. But yet Rashi in Psochim says that Nezek and Misa are not the same, that other Misa, I'm sorry, that Nezek and Misa are the same. That other Misa Mazel applies to Nezakin too, not just to Misa. That seems to focus on the first Lashon of Rashi. Yes? Seems to focus on the first Lashon of Rashi. So L'chora, the answer is Rashi really holds both. Notice, he brings both Lashonas. Rashi brings both Lashonas. So, in Psachim, he's explaining like the first Lashon. And maybe Rashi even prefers the first Lashon. That's why in Psachim he explains that the first Lashon. But in explaining our Gemara, Rashi goes off on a limb to give the case of Kofar because he wants to explain even according to the second Lashon. The second Lashon would assume that Odom Islay Mazla applies only to Misa, not to Nezakim. So that's why Rashi gives the case of Kofar, because he wants to explain even according to the second Lashon, but Rashi himself probably feels that the first Lashon is more compelling. That's why in Psachim he explains like the first Lashon, and in Bava Kama he brings the first Lashon first. Right? That's the first Lashon he brings. In Bava Kama he's explaining. To answer the Paras Yosef's Kashi, you can say he gives the case of Kofa because he wants to explain the Gemara, even according to Lishna Achrina, but Lishna Achrina is not the Iker. So that's why Rashi and Psachim explains like the first Lashon, because that's the Iker Lashon that Rashi feels, that's the Iker Lashon. But in Bava Kama, he is Mefarish the Gemara, even Lefi the second Lashon, because it isn't the second Lashon, so he gives a case of Kofa. Why give a case of Nezek that's only going to apply to the first Lashon? Give a case of Kofa that can apply to both Lashonas, because it's something to do with Misa, not to Nezak. That's the Chorab Shad and Rashi. Questions?
Yitzchak. It's like the practicality of the case in the Gemara, when a Shor is goring someone, like, doesn't have like intention to kill or severely hurt. He has intention to gore. Like, he's not result oriented. So,
right.
So,
but now the question is, so he gored and he was successful. He was successful in killing the other. So now, are the Bailim mechuyev to pay kofar? Do we say that this was a shor hamuad ligaches ha'odom? This was a shor hamuad for harigas odom and chiyev kofar? Or do we say, no, this was a shor hamuad for behem? That's the question. So it's not that the shor has intention, but the depending on whether he's muad l'behem or muad l'odom will determine how much koach he has a chazaka to use when he wants to gore. So if he gores in a way that he uses more koach than the Bailim should have expected that he would use, so then he's not called a shor hamuad for that kind of hariga. So then the Bailim are not going to be chayav kofar for that. So the Piskei Rid introduces us to a kasha, a stira between our Gemara and the Gemara and Lamed Zayin, that all the Rishonim over here touch on. So now that we know two answers to this kasha from the Piskei Rid, let's look at what Tosfos on Adaf has to say about this topic. Again, the kasha is that our Gemara seems to say muad l'adam avim muad l'behema, and yet the Gemara in Lamed Zayin quotes machlokes amoraim about that. Rav Zvid does hold muad l'adam avim muad l'behema, but Rav Papa seems to argue. Papa seems to say muad l'adam lo avim muad l'behema. Umilsa agavurche kamash malzab tosus afilu l'Rav Papa adam l'kamam b'shoshin agav dal v'hei the muad l'adam stama lo avim muad l'behema. Tosus doesn't say v'im tomar v'kosher v'tema, but lichten them verta. Lying in his words, the underlining question is clearly there's a stira here. Right? It's just as compelling as a vetema. The Papa later on says muad la'adam lo avi muad la'behema, and here the Gemara says stama that muad la'adam avi muad la'behema. It's tocha, it's a kasha. Kasha is not stama. It's a machloka samara. So it says Tosfos a tremendous chiddush. Hainu dafka shenogach gimel b'nei adam. When do we say muad la'adam, mavi muad la'behema? When do we say, when does Rav Papa say Mod la Adam lo havi Mod la Behema? That's if Nogach Gimel B'nei Adam. If Nogach Gimel B'nei Adam, then he's Mod la Adam, but not Le Behema. The Behachi lo havi Mod la Behema. That's Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin is talking about Nogach Gimel B'nei Adam. Then he's Mod la Adam, but not Le Behema. Aval Nogach Adam v'shor v'chamor, the havi Megimel Minim, havi Mod la Kol. But says Tosfos, Rav Papa would admit that if Nogach Adam Shor v'Chamor, which are Gimel Minim, not Gimel B'nei Adam, but Gimel different Minim, then he's Muad Lakol. What does that mean? Muad Lakol, Muad La Adam, and Muad La Behema, the Pshuta. Right? He's Muad Lakol, Muad for Behema, but he's Muad La Adam as well. That's his whole point. That's his contrast. If Nogach Gimel B'nei Adam, there's X Halacha. If Nogach Shor Chamor Adam. If Nogach Adam Shor Chamor, so then he's Muad for what? More than for Behema. Muad La Adam too, but he's Muad La Behema as well. Muad for both. That's what Muad La Kol means in Tosfos. Avul Nogach Shor V'Chamor V'Gomol, this is a third case. Nogach Shor Chamor V'Gomol Lo Havi Muad La Adam. Avul Gav L'Chol Behema Havi Muad Afilu L'Rav Papa K'di Isa Hasan. Nogach Shor Chamor V'Gomol is not Muad La Adam. Even though the Rav Papa is muad l'chol behema, kide'isa hasam, as it says there in the Gemara. That, well, where does it say that? So many of you asked me this during Seder. So the end of the Gemara in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph has a cryptic statement which Tosfos is interpreting. What does the Gemara say on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph? Hey, if you have a Gemara, please turn to it. Turn to Lamed Zayin. We'll look at it together. The Mishnah on Lamed Zayin says, "Shor shu muad l'mino ve'ino muad l'she'ino mina." Muad l'adam ve'ino muad l'behema. That's one gear. Or the other gear says, "Shor shu muad l'mino, ve'ino muad l'she'ino mina." Muad l'adam, ve'ino muad l'behema. And then the Mishnah says, "Es shu muad lo mishan nezek shalem, es she'ino muad lo mishan chatzin nezek." So the Gemara quotes Machlokes Rav Zvid, Rav Papa. Whether the gear says ve'ena muad or ena muad, what's the point? What's the real machlokas? Machlokas is whether muad lemin echod is muad lemin acher. It's basically the machlokas Rav Zvid Rav Pop. So comes the Gemara towards the bottom, the third to last line. The third to last line, it says as follows: ve'imtim tziloma. See that, the third to last line of the daf? Ve'imtim tziloma name isa l'derav papa. Nogach shor chamor v'gomol nase muad lakom. If you go like Rav Papa, says the Gemara, nogach shor chamor v'gomol nase muad lakom becomes a muad for everything. So says Tosfos, what does that mean, that line in the Gemara? It means that even Rav Papa, who says muad lamin zeh lo havi muad lamin acher, he's muad for one min, he's not muad for another min, but if he's nogach three different minim of behema, then he's muad for every min of behema. He's muad for sus also, and for pered also. For everything, not just chamor, shor chamor the gomel. Rav Papa said, muad lemin ze lo havi muad lemin acher, but not if you nogeach gimel min. If you nogeach gimel min, then you're muad lakol. That's how Tosfos interpreted that line. So what does the first line of the Mishnah mean according to that line, you know? Rav Papa learned the first line of the Mishnah, Shor shu muad lemino, eino muad l'sheino mino. So the fact that he's muad, if you want to tell me, muad lebehema begimel pa'amim, nogach shor chamor gomel, he's muad for behema, so bishlama you could say he's muad for shor chamor gomel, but why should he be muad l'sus? He wasn't nogach l'sus. Okay, so he wasn't nogach a shor three times either, but you could say that he was nogach three different behemas. He was nogach a behema three times, and this is one of the behemas that he was nogach. So he's muad lamino, because that was a min that he was nogach. But why should he be muad lasus and muad the parrot? And what does it mean that shor shehu muad lamino eino muad l'sheino mino? What's a case where he's muad lamino eino muad l'sheino mino? Here he's muad l'shor chamar v'gomo, but he's muad even l'sheino mino. He's muad l'sus l'parad as well. What's that line in the Mishnah say? L'chor, what that line means is that Rav Papa holds, let's say he was nogeach gomo, 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 he was nogeach only one min of behema, or even two minim. Gomel, chamor, chamor. Not gimel minim. If he was nogeach, well, actually, if he was nogeach, gomel, chamor, chamor, he's not moored for anything, because he wasn't nogeach gimel minim. But let's say he wasn't nogeach gimel pa'amim. He wasn't nogeach gimel pa'amim one min. Right? He either has to be nogeach gimel minim, gimel pa'amim, right? Gimel, three different types of behema, or he has to be nogeach one behema three times. But if he's nogeach gomel, to that Rav Papa says he's a muad for the gomel, but he's not a muad for the other behemas because he's only muad lamina. Zok to Rav Papa, if he's nogeach shor chamor gomel, then he's muad lakol, because he was nogeach a behema three different times, and it's three different meanings. So once it's three different meanings, then it's muad lakol. We say that he's muad for any type of behema. So what's Tosfos saying? Let's pedal back to Tosfos now. Tosfos Nachamol had a kasha. Our Gemara says muad la'adam havi muad la'behema, and yet Rav Papa on Laman Zayin seems to be saying that muad la'adam lo havi muad la'behema. So what's the answer? So says Tosfos, muad la'adam lo havi muad la'behema is a case where you were not nogeach any, where the shor was not nogeach any behema. He was nogeach gimel b'nei adam. So he's nogeach gimel b'nei adam. Obviously, he creates a muchzokos. He creates a pattern. Creates a cycle. Right? There's a pattern that he's nogeach b'nei adam. So he's muad la'adam, and that's it. But if he's nogeach shor chamor adam, right? Let's chart it. He's nogeach adam. Rav Papa will hold over here that he's muad la'adam. That's it. He wasn't nogeach any behemah, so then he's not muad la'behemah. But if he's nogeach shor chamor adam, then Rav Papa will say that he's muad la'adam and la'behem. Why is that? Because since Rav Papa holds that if he's nogeach shor chamor gomel, he's muad l'behema, l'chol behema. From that you see that you don't have to be nogeach three times to become a muad for that item. Why is shor chamor adam any worse than shor chamor gomel? That's exactly where the Gemara says on Daf Beis that muad l'adam havi muad l'behema. That since it takes more koach to kill an adam with a negicha, so it's no worse than shor chamor gomel. The last negicha was a negicha of adam. It's no worse than negicha of gomel. So he's muad l'behema there. Just like if he was nogeach shor chamor gomel, he'd be muad l'chol behema. So too over here, he'd be muad l'chol behema. But says Tosfos Nachachidish here, Rav Papa will say he's muad la'adam also. He's muad la'adam also. Why is he muad la'adam? Because he created a cheskas nagchan, showed us a cycle, a pattern that he's a shor nagchan, he's a shor muad. And one of the items, one of the people or animals, one of the things that he was nogeach to create that pattern was an adam. So he's muad la'adam, even though he was only nogeach adam one time. Just like he could be muad for a gomel in the third case, even though he was nogeach the gomel one time. And the shor and the chamor, he's muad for all things. That's the first day of this. Okay, Rav Papa holds that muad la'adam lo havi muad la'behema if he wasn't nogeach any behema. If he was nogeach a behema together with an adam, shor chamor adam, then he's muad for both. He's muad la'adam, and he's muad la'behema as well. Why is he muad la'behema? But he was nogeach an adam, because the negicha of the adam is stronger than the negicha of the behema. So that's why he can become muad la'behema with that negicha as well. Yes?
Doesn't that fit a little bit strangely with our Gemara? Because in our Gemara it says muad la'adam, right? The case of muad la'adam could also be a muad la'behema, right? But muad la'behema isn't necessarily So it's just saying
right, because in the third case, Sharcha Mar Gomel, he's Mula Behema but not La Adam, because he wasn't Nogeach Adam. But if he was Nogeach Adam as one of those items, then that Negicha the Adam is stronger than a Negicha the Behema.
It would make more sense for the Mar to say that the first case can also include the third case, while the third case can include the first case?
No, it can't, because Rav Papa's chiddush is that muad lemin ze lo havi muad lemin achem. So if he was only nogeach adam, he can't be a muad for behema, period. That's his yesod. His yesod is that if you see that he's not a nagchan for that thing, even though the adam is stronger, but maybe he goes crazy when he sees people. You know, he goes crazy when he sees people, but not necessarily when he sees an animal. So you need to see that he's nogeach both animals and adam to be muad for either one of them. But you don't have to be nogeach. He doesn't have to be nogeach either behema or adam three times to become a muad for either one. You can have a mixture. Avram.
But then, why does adam include gamal here but not somewhere else? Like you're saying that there were shorcham or adam. Adam's no worse than a gamal, so
right?
We include all behemoths there.
Because
when it's adam, we should include all animals.
No, because for this negicha, all you need is that the fact that he's using a certain koach in his negicha. I don't have to determine that he's a nagchan for behema. I know that already. Okay, let me say that better. We have to establish a chazaka that he's a nagchan. I need the third time as well. But once that chazaka is established, as long as we assume that the koach that he needed for the negicha was no worse than the third time, then the fact that through the previous negichos he did have different minim of behema, that will tell me that he's muad lebehema. Because nachamo, the yesod is that we have to determine that there's a pattern to his negicha. He has a cheskas nagchan. That's the first step. But then we have to see what does that cheskas nagchan apply to? Which minim does the chazaka apply to? It doesn't mean that he has to gore that min three times, but if one of the negichos that established the pattern is to this min, then he is a cheskas nagchan for that min. Okay? Yes?
We said before that you need a chazaka for one thing. For example, you need an adam adam as a chazaka to do with adam. As you said, if you hear of Papa, that each min is within some category. So according to that, how can the milk category of Shor Chamor by Adam, there's no Chazaka by Adam, because Adam is its own category, so the Shor Chamor doesn't fit in with Adam. So how can it be more with Adam? There's no Chazaka.
That's a good cash. It's a very good cash. Because what you're saying is the first two Negichas were not strong enough to kill an Adam. So how do we know that he's Becheskas Nagchan for Adam? That's basically what you're asking. Yeah? Good catch. I don't think it's this. Yeah? Rav Papa holds that Muad La'adam Avi Muad La'Behema, the chiddush here is that if you... Yeah. Rabbeinu Paris has that catch. Did you get to see the Rabbeinu Paris? Yeah, because that's in the next section. It's a good catch. We're going to have to work on that. But we'll work on it tomorrow. It's an excellent question. There.
Isn't the point that he's
Nogeach
three times
from
whatever is included in the three
times? But why? But at least Kasha's good Kasha, though. He was Nogeach three times, but the reality is...
Then we work for the third one, too.
Wouldn't be worth it. He didn't have the same Koach in the first two Negichas. He only had the Koach of Negichas Adam in the third one. So how can he be Muad La'adam? How can we treat him as Muad La'adam here? How can we treat him? There is a svara that you can suggest, because I don't want to jump the gun. Okay, it's a good point. When you look at the makaros, look at the Rabbi of Parrots tomorrow. When you look at those makaros, we'll try to think of what the answer might be for those. So Shalom. Okay, why don't we wait for tomorrow? Because it's not really the topic for today. For today, we have to deal with Tosfos, and then we'll broaden out a little bit to talk about some more details in Tosfos. That's the first day in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Menachem offers a different answer. Rav Rabbeinu Menachem Pirish Dachi Kamer Muad La'adam Shai Muad La'kol V'chazavo Mi Behema V'nisha Muad La'adam Avi Muad La'behema The chazara the behema lav chazari. Aval muad lakol the chazra me adam lo havi muad la adam the chazara the adam chazarahi. What's that Rabbeinu Menachem saying? Rabbeinu Menachem seems to be saying that really muad la adam lo havi muad la behema in establishing the shem sharamu. In establishing the Shem Shara Mu'ad, Mu'ad la'adam lo havi mu'ad la'behema. Even if he was Nogeach Gimel Pa'amim ben Adam. Right? Nogeach Gimel Pa'amim ben Adam. He's not Mu'ad la'behema. Or even if he was Nogeach Shar Chamor va'adam. Either case that Tosis had before. It doesn't matter. To be Koveah the Shem Shara Mu'ad, Rabbi Menachem holds you have to be Nogeach Adam 3 times, behema 3 times. But says the Rabbi Menachem, where did our Gemara and Daf Beis and Aleph come off to say Mu'ad la'adam havi mu'ad la'behema? Let's talk about Chazara. To be oker the Chazaka, to uproot the Chazaka, and to bring the Shor back to the status of Tam. Just because the Shor is Chayev, just because the Baalim are Chayev Nezek Sholeim for the Hezek of the Shor, because he was a Shor Mu'ad, if the Behema is Chozovo from his Chazaka, let's say the Behema sees a Behema, sees another Behema 3 times, he sees a Shor. He's not no guest. He's a chamor, he's not no guest. He's a go, he's not no guest. Then he becomes a short time again. And then if he gores, then the Baalim are only chayev chasi nezek. If he gores another time, they're only chayev chasi nezek. And only if he gores a third time, so then he becomes a muad, and on the fourth time, then the machlok is a bayin rava, whether on the third time or the fourth time, then the Baalim are going to be chayev nezek shalom. It's possible to be oker the chazaka, just like every other chazaka. Right? It's possible to be oker a chazaka. A status quo. So here too, you're okay with the status quo, the status of the animal. So after Rabbeinu Menachem, about the chazara, about being okay, the cheskas mu'ad, the shem shamu'ad, that's where the Gemara says mu'ad la'adam havi mu'ad la'behem. Meaning, if he's chozebo from his mu'ad la'adam, you have this shor that was both mu'ad la'adam and mu'ad la'behem, and then he was chozebo from his being mu'ad la'adam, meaning, he saw three people, let's say 3 different days, and he wasn't nogeh at them, so then he's chosim min hakol. Then he's not muad bechlal, not la'adam, not la'behema. But if he was only chosim bo mi behema, he saw behemas 3 times and wasn't nogeh, so he's still muad la'adam, because nothing, he didn't see anoshim and hold back from being nogeh at them. He only held back from being nogeh at behema. To that our Gemara says muad la'adam avi muad la'behema. Since he never lost the status of Shor HaMu'ad vis-a-vis Adam, he never lost the status of Shor HaMu'ad vis-a-vis Behema. That's the Rabbi Menachem. The argument is not talking about the Kviya Shem Shor HaMu'ad, it's talking about Chazar. Regarding the Kviya Shem Shor HaMu'ad, the only way to be Koveya Shem Shor HaMu'ad of Behema is by being Mu'ad of Behema. And certainly the only way to be Koveya Shem Shor HaMu'ad vis-a-vis Adam is to be Mu'ad la'Adam. Mu'ad of Behema is not Mu'ad la'Adam. But the Chiddush is even Mu'ad la'Adam is not going to be Mu'ad la'Behema to be Koveh the Shem Shor HaMu'ad for Behema. But when it comes to Chazara, things change a little bit, he says. Someone who's Chozebo from the being Mu'ad la'Behema is still a Mu'ad la'Behema because he never was Chozebo from the Mu'ad la'Adam. But if he's Chozebo from the Hadar la'Adam, then that's a Chazara from the Hadar la'Behema as well. These are 2 answers in Tosfos, and each one of them is very, very creative, very difficult. The Piskei Rid offers 2 other answers, because he didn't like these 2 answers. That's his big chidush. He offered his own chidush, his own couple of chidushim. The four answers we have to this kashin. Right? What's the answer to the stira between the Gemara and Daf Lamed Zayin and here? Rav Papa, on the one hand, seems to say Mu'ad la'adam lo havi mu'ad la'behema, and here we say that everyone agrees Mu'ad la'adam havi mu'ad la'behema. But these 2 days and Taisus are very difficult. The first day, as you pointed out, seems challenging because how can you say that Nogach Shor Chamor Adam is Mu'ad la'Adam? That's what we're talking about, Mu'ad la'Adam over here. How does that work exactly? But the Rabbeinu Menachem is even more difficult. Because what's he saying? It's a stira m'nei u'beim what he's saying. What does he say? In terms of being Koveh the Shem Shor Mu'ad, just because he's Mu'ad la'Adam doesn't mean he's Mu'ad la'Behema. You have to be Mu'ad 3 times to be Nogeach Adam, 3 times to be Nogeach Behema. Before that, you're not Mu'ad la'Adam and Mu'ad la'Behema. But yet, when it comes to the Chazara, he's willing to say that even though he uprooted the Chazaka of Mu'ad la'Behema, as he saw 3 animals and wasn't Nogeach, Since he's still more la'adam, he didn't lose anything. He didn't lose his status. Why? But why didn't he lose his status? He uprooted the mu'ad la'behema. Why didn't he uproot the status of mu'ad la'behema by seeing the animals not being the derech? Why? What's the answer? Why is he still mu'ad la'behema? Because he didn't uproot the hadar la'adam and mu'ad la'adam have him mu'ad la'behema. So how can you talk out of both sides of your mouth? Regarding the kviya shem shara muad, you tell me that muad la adam lo havi muad le behem. Did you have to be muad for both? But yet, regarding the chazara, you say that if he's chozer from the hadar le behema, it's not a chazara. Why? Because he's still muad la adam. So what? Because muad la adam havi muad le behema. But I thought you just told me that muad la adam lo havi muad le behema. Well, what's going on with you? When it comes to the kviya shem shara hamuad, Muad la'adam is not Muad la'adam. But if a shor is both Muad la'adam and la'behema, even if he's chozer bo from the Muad la'behema, since he's muad la'adam, he's still muad la'behema. I'm not sure how to draw this. Right? If the chazara is not a chazara, because he's going to come back. If he's still muad la'adam, so he's going to be muad la'behema as well. But why? You're going to be muad la'behema because muad la'adam have muad la'behema. I thought you just told me in the kviya shem shara muad la'adam is not muad la'behema. So why can't it be chosebo from behemoth? So what that he's still muad la'adam? Who cares? He's muad la'adam, but he's not muad la'behemoth, so he should be muad la'adam and not muad la'behemoth. What's the Rabbi Menachem saying? So to answer this kasha, we have to ask another kasha. We have to look at the Gemara of Shara Muad and try to understand the Gemara a little bit more. And based on that, we'll get an answer to this kasha as well. How do we establish the Shem Shara Muad? So that's a machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Let's all turn to the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel. Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph tells us exactly how a shor has to be nogeach in order to become a shor. Question.
Yeah, I feel like the Maimonides
Rebbe
would his shot just works better with the lashon of the Gemara because this shot they have on the board. It's kind of like when you're not a shor chomer and adam. How does that mean that you're mod adam havi mod lehema? It means like that's kind of like you're creating a mod.
You're creating both of them at the same time. It means that the negicha of the adam is more powerful than behema, so it can create a mod lebehema.
I hear.
You're making a good point. You're making a very good point, Avram.
If the shore is only more than behema,
yeah,
and then it's closer to behema, and there's never more than other, would that work?
Of course. Posh. The problem is here, there's something hovering over this shore. It's muad la'adam. And that hadol la'adam wasn't lost. So that hadol la'adam somehow prevents the muad la'behema from being neck. The question is why? How does a shor muad become a shor muad? So the Mishnah says in Chav Gimel Amud Bei, Zezeo Tam Vezeo Muad, Muad Kol She'idu Bo Shloshi Yomim, V'tam Mishiyach Zebo Shloshi Yomim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in order for the shor to become a shor muad, it has to be a hadol on three separate days. He's nogeach on three separate days. Rabbi Meir Omer, Muad Shehidu Bo Shlosha Pa'am. It's enough even if they're made three times. Let's say he's nogeach three times on Sunday, they come to Bezdin and they're made three times on that Sunday, that's enough to become a shor muad. And the Gemara quotes Machlokes Abaye and Rav over there. How many times do you have to be nogeach? Is it twice and then on the third time you're going to be chayiv? Or three times and then the fourth time you're going to be chayiv? And the Gemara asks like this, Rabbi Meir, my timer, why does Rabbi Meir say that Shlosha Pa'am? Tanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, Richek Negechosov Chayiv, Kirv Negechosov Lakol Shekin. Rabbi Meir says, look, of course three times in one day is enough to make a shor muad. Why? If you tell me that Richek Negechosov Chayiv, that if the Shah Mu'ad gores on three separate days, you can make him a Shah Mu'ad. So if he's Kiriv Negichosav, if he gores three times in one day, he shows you that he's so fahitzed, he's so fired up. So it's a kolshken, Rabbi Meir says, that he should become a Shah Mu'ad with three Negichos in one day. Svar. Amrulei, so they answered to Rabbi Meir, Zava Tochiach. But I can prove you otherwise from Zava. What's a Zava? If a woman sees dam coming from the makar, so initially she'll become a nida. She sees dam. She can even see dam for 7 days, seven straight days. Then after the seventh day, if she stops seeing dam, so then she goes to the mikveh, she becomes tahor. What happens if she continues to see dam after the first 7 days? She's not really supposed to be seeing dam after the first 7 days. It's an abnormal kind of thing. So there are 11 days after the initial 7 days that if she sees one of those days, she becomes what's called a Zava Ketana. She's a Zava. She's Tumeya. She has a Tumah. She goes to the mikveh. And she's what's called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She has to watch the next day to see if she's going to be Tahar. And that's it. She watches that particular day. And if she doesn't see any more dam, then she's going to be Tahar. She goes to the mikveh after the first day. This can continue three times. She sees one day, she went to the mikveh. But let's say she sees the next day, she still goes to the mikveh. Nothing really changed. She shomeres yom kineged yom. Make sure that she's clean the next day. And then she's tahara labayla. Tahara, she can touch tyrus, there's no problem. What happens if she sees 3 days in a row? 3 days in a row during that period of 11 days after the 7 days of Nida, then she becomes what's called a Zava Gedola. She's a Zava Gedola. She saw 3 days in a row. So she sees 3 days in a row during that particular period of time after Nidus. Zava is after Nidus. So then she has two halachas that apply to her. First of all, she has to count Zayin Kiyam. That means that she has to be clean for 7 days. She has to do bedikos and make sure that she's not seeing any more dam. And secondly, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, she would have to bring a carbon. And that's the halacha of a Zava Gedola, that she sees three separate days. Not three times in one day. Three separate days. So each day she was a Zava Ketana, but once she sees 3 days together, then she becomes a Zava Gedola, and then she has to have Zayin Akim, and she has to bring a carbon. Bizman Azeh, Chazal say, the Gemara Nida says, that Benos Yisrael and Chmir Al-Atzman are women, a machmer on themselves, that no matter what they see, they always treat themselves like a Zava Gedola. That's why every woman, Bizman Azeh, who sees them, has to count a Zayin Akim. It's not enough just to wait till the end of 7 days. And go to the mikveh at that point. They have to count the Zayin Akim, so they have to wait until they stop seeing them, whether it's 4 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, whatever, however amount of time it takes, and then they have to count another 7 days after that. But why? If they stop seeing them after 5 days, then they should go to the mikveh after 7 days. The answer is we don't treat them like nidus. We treat them like zavos. Zava gedol. So they need a Zayin Akim, so they have to do bedikas, and they have to make sure that they're not seeing any dam, just like a zava would. That's the halach of zava. Zava has this concept of chazaka associated with her. That once she sees for 3 days, she's established a chazaka that she's becheskas roa. Some of you may have seen this in Tosfos and Gittin, on the base and the base. Becheskas roa. Gemara says that Eidach Anemon Bisurin. So how do we know that Eidach Anemon Bisurin? So Tosfos says, one of the Makoros says, Visofra la. That a woman who's a zava counts Zayin Akim, and she tells her husband when she's to her, when she's not, and the husband can trust her. What gives them the right to trust her? There should have to be two Eidim on it. The answer is that Eidachar is now in Bisurin, so she's trusted. So the Tosfos talks about Cheskas Roa, when is she Cheskas Roa, etc. So the Gemara Bava Kama does talk about it as well. Okay? Zava has a Chazaka that she's Roa Adam. She has to count the Zayin Akim in order to take away that Chazaka. So Omer Lei, they said to Rabbi Meir, you claim that Richek Negichosav Chayav Kiv Negichosav Kol Shekein Zava Tochiach Sherichek Ri'i Oseh Timela Kirva Ri'i Oseh Torah. A Zava, if she sees three times in one day, she doesn't become a Zava Gedola. She's still only a Zava Ketana. She doesn't need a Zayin Akim. So the same is true by Shah Amur. The same should be true by Shah Amur. Amalahem, Rabbi Meir answered, no. Rabbi Omer, Vizosti, Tumaso, Vizova. Tola, Akosav, Vizazav, Vizios, Vizazav, Vizyoni. Rabbi Meir says, Gzeras, Akosav, Vizova. So say, Gzeras, Akosav, Vizova. What are you comparing to Shah Amur? Shah Amur is one parashah, Zava is a different parashah. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can learn from Zava to Shah Amud. And Rabbi Meir says, don't learn Zava to Shah Amud. By Shah Amud, Richek Negichosav Chayev, Kirev Negichosav La Kol Shekin. That's the Machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. So l'chora, Rabbi Meir seems to be right. It's really doch pile ploim against Rabbi Yehuda. Zov is exeris akosif. What are we mixing oranges and apples over here? Sharm Wood is his one parshan. Zov is a different parshan. So Zov is exeris akosif that you can only establish a chazaka in 3 days. Re'ios of 3 days. But by Sharm Wood, who says that you need 3 days? Maybe Kirev Negichos of Lokol Shekein Tak. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying? That's kasha number one. But kasha number two, on the sugya, is a famous idea that's quoted in the Torah. Maram Rutenberg brought an interesting raya from Rabbi Meir Sheep in Bava Kama to a halacha that many of you might be familiar with. Let's all turn to the tour in packet number 9. Rav Rabbi Meir Mirutenberg Ayerabi Lama Bishmini Atzeres Bircha Satha Gibra Tishim Pa Omik Ab Masha Rocha Marda Gosha Keneged Shloshim Yom Shomer Osel Shalosh Palim B'chol Yom. Right, we know that we start Mashiv Ruach Amar Dagoshem on Shmini Atzeres. The Marami Rutenberg would be knowing on Shmini Atzeres to say Mashiv Ruach Amar Dagoshem, who actually to say the Baruch of Atagibor, not the Shem Hashem. He'd say what? Mechayim Esim Atarav Loshir Mashiv Ruach Amar Dagoshem Mechal Kalchayim Bechesed. He'd say the few words before, a few words after. That's the whole. That's the Loshon. That's the Shigra Delishna of the Baruch. So he would say that 90 times. No, he'd say 90 times, you know, after, as they were going all around Hakofis and Simchas Torah. He'd say, no, he would be mumbling to himself. So they thought he was mumbling Mishnayis, but he probably mumbled Mishnayis a little bit too, but you know, it was long Hakofis, so he had time to do this as well. So why did he say 90 times? Because it takes 30 days to say it 90 times. Right? The Shloshim Yom that he would say 3 times every day to establish a chazaka that if he has a safek whether he said Mashiach from Hardagoshim, then he can assume he said it. Akshim Mayim Masupak and Sarach Lachsim. Then he doesn't have to be chosiba. Because he needs the 30 days. We assume that a person doesn't leave his Shigra Delishna for 30 days. So he needs 30 times 3, right? It's 30 days. 30 days he leaves his Shigra Delishna. So the 30 times 3 is just because it takes 30 days. It's the number of times that he would say Mashiach Ruach Amar Dagoshem in 30 days. So he felt that as he says Mashiach Ruach Amar Dagoshem 90 times, even in one day, he's left his Chazaka, that he doesn't say it, that he hadn't said it all of the summertime. So now, if he has a suffix, if he said Mashiach Ruach Amar Dagoshem, he can assume that he taka said it. Well, where does he get this kind of strange idea from? Doesn't he need the 30 days? How can he not need 30 days? So he says, I'll bring you Rav. Rayosu miparah ketzad haregel, da'amar gabishah huad, richik negichos v'chayab, kiv negichos v'lo kol shekin. Hachanam b'kev anach ha'shloshim yom, imu mesupa gen tzorek lachsa, kol shekin tishim pa'amim b'yom echon. Maram Rutenberg says, well, the Rai is from Sharm Wood. Right? The raya that saying Mashiach Ruach Amar Dagoshem 90 times helps you. The raya is from Sharm Wood. You thought Bava Kama is not Nogei L'maisa. That's what you thought. Right? But the fact is, Nezikin is very important. You know, they call it the Stipe Lagon used to say, what's the goal? Well, we're studying Nezikin. Nezikin is L'maisa. Is that really what the Iker Limut should be? So some say, yeah, Taka, that's the Iker Limut. That's it. That's Torah L'shma. But the Stipler supposedly said that even if you're not going to say that, Even if we really should be learning Lemaisa, we should be learning in Yoni Moed, but the way to develop the mind is by learning Nezikin. That's just the reality. Nezikin sharpens the mind. So that's part of the value here. That even if it's not Lemaisa, it sharpens the mind. All the conceptual thinking that we do in Bava Kama, it sharpens the mind to help us learn Sukkah. So to help us learn Psachim, to help us learn Shabbos. It's also Chelek of Torah, but it sharpens the mind as well. But sometimes, not only does it sharpen the mind, you can have Lemaisa in Yonin that stem from the Sugis and Bava Kama as well. So this is one of them. So the Maram Rutenberg said that Rabbi Meir Shita is the riot his Yisod. That if you say Mashiach Ruach Amar Dagoshem 90 times, then you've now established a new Chazaka. And therefore, if you're Masupak, whether you said it or not, you don't have to go back and repeat the Shmoneh. That's what he says. You can learn from Sharamut. Rav Rabbeinu Peretz Zalkos of Lochazina Rabbanu Kshishi that Tzarf as the Abi Hafi. Rabbeinu Peretz says, I don't think the Maram is correct. I didn't find that the French Rabbonim are doing this. Sheina Nidon Domo L'Raya. I don't think the two are comparable. The Hosam Taima Mishim Shehuchzog Ligach. Im Hulsang B'Sholosh V'Chokos Kolokhe M'Sholosh Krokos. Avol Geshem Shenitgen B'Tfidla V'Yadav Atoli B'Hergel L'Shono Lo Aminu Nachim. Rabbeinu Peretz says, what's Masha Ruch Meragoshim based on? Hergel L'Shono, that you have to make yourself rogim. You have to create a regilus, create a pattern that you're now used to saying something new. Who says that you can create that pattern in less than 90 days? Less than 30 days. Right? You need the 30 days, the 3 times 30 days. That's how you create the Hergel Lashona. Shara Muad is a din of Huchzak Ligach. That's not a din in Hergel. It's a din in Huchzak Ligach. Okay. Rabbeinu Peretz is making a statement here. We're going to have to understand what he means. We're going to get to it tomorrow. But let's talk the Maram. Let's talk about the Maram. Maram feels that he can learn, he can see a riot is Yisod from the Gemar. Right? That if Richek Negichos of Chayav Kirv, Negichos of Lakoshkain, so he says from that you see that if you say Mashiach Baruch Amar Nagoshim 90 times, you've created a new Chazok. So Frekta Oilam, the Kasha has been raised by many. The Maram is bringing a riot from Rabbi Meir Shita. We don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. And we paskin that you only become a dachshar can become a sharmuad only if he's nogach in 3 different days. You have a hadon in 3 days. So what's his raya? Forget the Rabbeinu Peretz who holds that you can't bring a raya because the different in yonim are different. Right? The hergel lashono of tefillah is not the same as sharmuad. Forget about whether the sugyas are different. We don't even paskin like that raya. Rabbi Meir is the one who says that by shara muad richek negichos of chayav kiriv negichos of lakoshke. But we paskin kiriv negichos of doesn't become a shara muad. So kiriv negichos of doesn't become a shara muad. It's poshin mashav ruach amar agoshim it's tachta zel bazach. Forget the Rabbeinu Peretz's taina that it's different. It's only hergel lashono. It's not. Forget that we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. So what's the Maram we're talking about? So we have two kashas to work on. First of all, what's Rabbi Huda Shita? That Shamut should be dependent on the Gzeres HaKosov of Zav. Zav is a Gzeres HaKosov, it's totally different. Secondly, how can the Maram Rutenberg bring a riot to his Yisod from Rabbi Meir Shita? We don't even pass him like Rabbi Meir Shita. So they say B'Shem Rav Yaakov Moshe Shurkin, who was a big Maggid Shir about 60 years ago, a lot of his Torah and Bava Kama became part of the canon of the yeshivas. He had very lumdish shir and very beautiful shir. So he wanted to suggest the following beautiful idea. If you think about it for a moment, Rabbi Huda is telling us a fundamental yesod about how a Shara Muad is established. How does the status of Shara Muad come about? There really are two parts to it. The first part of becoming a Shara Muad is that there has to be a metzius, right? That there's a regilus on the part of the Shor that he's a nogach, he's a Shor nakhan, he's huchzak nakhan. He has demonstrated a certain regilus, a certain pattern, that he's a nakhan, that he gores things. He gores a behem, he gores adam. He's hulsuk nakhan. That's a metzius. That's a metzius. He's a metzius. And he's a hulsuk nakhan. That's one thing that has to be determined in order for the shor to become shor. The Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda has is that even after the Shor is Huchzak Nakhan, he can't become a Shor Muad without something else. What does he need? He needs a Hadda'ah in Bezdin. Right? He needs a Hadda'ah. The Edom have to come and warn the Bailim. He needs a Psak of Bezdin to establish the Shem Shor Muad. Besides the Metzius that the Shor is a Huchzak Nakhan, there's also a din that you need a kvius shem shor hamuad. You need a hadar bebezdin. You need a psak of bezdin. To change the status of the shor. So it starts with Hochzeit Nachlan. It starts with the Metzius. It starts with the Metzius. We see a Metzius over here. We see a pattern. The Shards of Hochzeit Nachlan. But that's not enough. He doesn't automatically become a Sharmut. You need a Hadav of Bezdin. You need a Psak in Bezdin. What's the Psak in Bezdin coming to do? It's coming to change the status of the Shard. It's not, Rabbi Huda holds, it's not coming simply to be Mevar, to clarify, to show us that there is a Hochzeit Nachlan. There is a change in pattern. There's a new pattern over here. But rather, it's coming to change the status of the Shor. The Bezdin, the Hadoah, and the Psak of Bezdin is coming to change the status of the Shor. Zok de Behuda. What do you see from Zava? From Zava, you see that whenever you're coming to change the status of a person, if you're coming to change the status of a person, the status of an animal, coming to change the status through Chazakah, that change of status has to be created by three different days. It's not enough that there's a pattern of three times, but rather the pattern of three times has to be done in three different days. But that's not to show the pattern. The pattern can be created in three times. But the problem is the three times is not enough to create a status change in the person. There's another level that you need over here. You need the Hadar Bevezdin, you need the Pesach Bevezdin, because what are you trying to do? You're trying to be Kovei, a new shame on the Shor. You're trying to change the status of the Shor. From Zava, we see that to change the status of someone or something through Chazakah, it's not enough that the Chazakah happened three times, that the event happened three times. That those three times have to be on three different days. That's the Gzeres HaKosov of Zava. It's not a Gzeres HaKosov that's unrelated to Shor HaMoed. The relationship between Zav and Shor HaMoed is that you're trying to change the status of someone or something in both cases. So if you're trying to change the status of someone or something, then the three times can't occur in one day. They have to be in three different days. That's what we see from Zav. So since Shor HaMoed is similar to Zav in the sense that you're trying to change the status, that's why it has to occur in three different days. So that explains Rabbi Huda's Shita. Rabbi Huda can learn from Zava because he says there's a status change. A status change means more than the fact that we identify a metzius of a cheskes nachlan, a metzius of a pattern. There is a pattern here. There's a pattern in the metzius, a pattern of doing something three times. But to change a status, that pattern has to be in three different days. Once we learn Rabbi Huda that way, so then the Maram Rutenberg is not so difficult anymore. Because then even Rabbi Yehuda might agree to Rabbi Meir fundamentally. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir that Kiryav Nevichos of Lokol Shekain, that means that in terms of identifying a new pattern, we see a new pattern here. If it happens three times in one day, it's a Kol Shekain that there's a new pattern. You see, it's being developed even more quickly. To change the status of a person or the status of something, it's not enough that you have a new pattern, but rather the pattern has to be established three times in three different days. But to say that in Metzius there is a new pattern here, there is a new chazaka here, of course there's a chazaka. Of course there's a chazaka. Kolshken is a chazaka if Kiryav Nevichosov. Kolshken is a chazaka if you did something more quickly in a shorter amount of time. Even Rabbi Yehuda would admit to that. It's just he holds to establish a Shor HaMoed, to establish the shape of a Zava, it's not enough to be three times in one day. You need three different days. Dr. Marami Rutenberg, if even Rabbi Huda agrees that to see the Metzius change, to see the Chazakah of three times, it can be three times in one day, so then the same thing should be true if the Chazakah is changed in 30 days. Saying Mashiach Baruch Amar Goshen in 30 days shows a new Chazakah, so then doing it in one day, right? 30 times 3, doing it 90 times in one day should show the same change of chazak. It should create the same change of chazak. Right? It can create the hergel loshen. Do I have to create a status change in the person? This has nothing to do with a status change in the person. We're just trying to figure out, did he remember? Or did he forget? Did he say Mashiach Baruch Amar Goshen? Or did he forget it? That's all we want to know. There's no status change in the person. So here, since we're not trying to establish a status change in the person, all we care about is the metzios of the chazak. Does he have a hergel lashon or does he not have a hergel lashon? Has he created a new pattern for his lashon or not? Zok d'maram, saying the phrase, Mashiach Baruch Amar Goshen, 90 times, can create the hergel lashon. If it can create the Hergaloshen in 30 days, three times a day, it can create the Hergaloshen saying it 90 times in one day. Because as long as you don't have to establish a status change in the person, then you can be kirev negichosov, so to speak, right? You can be makarev, the creation of the chazaka. So based on this yisod, we can explain the Rabbeinu Menachem. Everything fits into place beautifully. What's the Rabbeinu Menachem saying? The kasha we had was that the Rabbeinu Menachem seems to be claiming that mu'ud la'odam lo havi mu'ud la'behem, in terms of establishing the Shem Sharmu'ud. But yet, in the Chazara of Sharmu'ud, he seems to say mu'ud la'odam havi mu'ud la'behem. Because if not, then why are you still mu'ud la'behem if you're chosebo from mu'ud la'behem but not from Adam? You're still holding on to mu'ud la'odam, and that makes you mu'ud la'behem. He's saying mu'ud la'odam havi mu'ud la'behem. So how can he distinguish between the Kfiya Shem Sharmu'ud and the Chazara? The answer is Pasha. Rabbeinu Menachem holds that even if Mu'ad La'odam creates a regilus, that now if you gored three people, or let's say you gored Shor Chamor Adam, so now you have a regilus. The Shor is Huchzuk Naghan, that if someone asks me, is he Huchzuk Naghan? It was three different days even, right? Three different days, Shor Chamor Adam. So is there a new pattern in the Shor? Does he have a regilus to gore a person? Yeah, 100%. Of course he has a regilus to gore a person. So in terms of the regilus, should we say that he has a regilus to gore behemah too? Of course, because mu'ud la'odam having mu'ud la'behemah. There's no question that the regilus la'odam creates a regilus for behemah as well, because since the negicha of Adam is more chamer than the negicha of behemah, if he's rogil to be nogeach an Adam, then he's rogil to be nogeach behemah too. Avada, that's true. If he's rogel to be nogeach adam, he's rogel to be nogeach behemah. So why does Rabbeinu Menachem hold that mu'ud la'odam lo havi mu'ud la'behemah? Rav Papa says mu'ud la'odam is not mu'ud la'behemah in the kfiya shem shar mu'ud. Because there's a din in establishing the shem shar mu'ud that regilus is not enough. But there's a halacha that you need a hadah. You have to warn the baili. That's exeris hakasuv. And you need a psak bezdin. So Rav Papa holds that to create the Shem Shor HaMu'ud, it's not enough to have a regilus, but rather there's a special din that you have to be mu'ud dafka for the item that you're going to become a Shor HaMu'ud on. Even though there is a regilus over here, but it doesn't matter. It's almost like exeris hakasuv that you have to be mu'ud l'mino. So since he's not mu'ud for behemah, since he wasn't nogeach a behemah, even though in terms of the metzias, does it make sense that since he was Nogeach Adam, he should be Nogeach Behem as well? Should the Bailam have to watch him? Yeah, of course. If he's Ruggel to be Nogeach Adam, certainly he'll be Nogeach Behemah, one could suggest. But the fact is, to establish a Shem Shor HaMu'ud, it's not enough to have a Regilus. It's not enough to have a Nachan. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a second Halach in the Kfiya Shem Shor HaMu'ud, then it has to be on three separate days. Rav Papa says, similarly, you have to be Mu'ud L'mino to be koveh the Shem Shor HaMu'ud. So even if in the regilus, in the Huchzuk Naghan, the fact that he's set up a pattern for being nogeach, maybe a taka should be enough that he's rogil la'odam in order for us to think that he's rogil to be nogeach behemah. He's a cheskas naghan for both, but a cheskas naghan is not enough to create the Shem Shor HaMu'ud. You have to be mu'ud dafka l'mino to have the Shem Shor HaMu'ud. But that's in terms of creating the Shem Shor HaMu'ud. But in being chozebo from the Shem Shor HaMu'ud, it's totally not like that. Why? Because think about it. When you're chozebo, what are you doing? Bezdin paskin that this shor is a Shor HaMu'ud. So how am I okay the Shem Shor HaMu'ud? How does it work? The answer is if I'm chozer from the regilus, if the behemah is chozer from the regilus, he sees a behemah, three different times and is not nogeach. So that shows that he's chozer from the regilus. He's creating a new pattern. Memela, the Shem Shor HaMu'ud that was chal through the Hadar falls away. Chazara from the Shem Shor HaMu'ud occurs by being oker the regilus. But once you're oker the regilus, then the Shem Shor HaMu'ud falls away, because you can't have a psak that he's a Shor HaMu'ud if he's not rogel b'kach. Being oker the regilus is what gets rid of the Shem Shor HaMu'ud, because the psak of Bezdin, the Shem Shor HaMu'ud, falls away memela once the regilus falls away. So, Dr. Rabbeinu Menachem, think about it for a moment. If he's chozebo from the regilus to be nogeach adam, that means the shor is a very docile shor now, right? He was rogel to be nogeach adam. That means he's rogel to hit with a strong koach. And now he's chozabo, he sees people, he's not aware of anything. So if he's chozabo from the regilas of being nogeach adam, then he's chozabo from every regilas. He's chozabo from the regilas of being nogeach behema too. And once he has a chazara from the regilas of being nogeach, then that's it. The shem shamor falls away. But zokter Rabbeinu Menachem, let's say he's chozabo only from the regilas of being nogeach behema. So he's still rogel to be nogeach adam. So what comes out? If he's ruggled to be nogeach Adam, then the shame shamur of Adam is still there. If the shame shamur of Adam is still there, if he's ruggled to be nogeach Adam, that means he's ruggled to be nogeach b'koach. He's certainly ruggled to be nogeach lightly. He's even ruggled to put on more koach. Until you're oker the regilas of being nogeach Adam, you haven't accomplished anything. Because as long as you have a regilus to be nogeach adam, which gave a shame shar amuad, he's muad la adam, meaning there was a regilus and there was a psak bezdin that he's a shar amuad la adam, then he's a full shar amuad la adam. If he has a regilus la adam and he's not oker that, then you can't get rid of the regilus to be nogeach behemah without getting rid of the regilus to be nogeach adam. So that's the chilik between being koveh the shame shar amuad and getting rid of the shame shar amuad. To be koveh the shem shar amuad regilus is not enough. You need regilus plus hada'ah for its min. But when you talk about getting rid of the shem shar amuad, as long as he's still muad la adam, that means he's rogel to be nogeach adam. If he's muad la adam, he can't get rid of the hada'ah lebehema. Because if he's rogel to be nogeach adam, it like keeps on coming back to hit you. If he's rogel to be nogeach adam, he's still rogel to be nogeach behema. Even though he passed by behemas three times and was not nogeach, that was not okay or anything. Because as long as he's ruggled to be nogeach adam, we still view it as though he's ruggled to be nogeach behema. So muad la adam, havi muad la behema. So it's just not the same thing. The reason why muad la adam is not muad la behema in the kviya shem shara muad is because in the kviya shem shara muad there's an extra halacha. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says there's an extra halacha of 3 days, Rav Papa says an extra halacha that you have to be muad la mina. But in Chazara from the Shem Shara Muad, Muad La Adam Havim Muad La Behema does play a role. Because Muad La Adam Havim Muad La Behema means Rogil Ligach Adam is considered Rogil Ligach Behema. So as long as he's Rogil Ligach Adam, his Shem Shara Muad from Adam is still there, he's Rogil Ligach Behema too. Because a Regilus for Behema, Kolshken is a Regilus. A Regilus for Adam, Kolshken is a Regilus for Behema. So if he's still considered Rogil to be Nogach Behema, so then the Shem Shara Muad for Behema hasn't fallen off, even though he's passed by three Behemas and he hasn't been looked at. Okay, so this idea, this chiddush of how the Kfiya Shem Shara Muad occurs might help explain the Rabbeinu Menachem. Tomorrow we're going to have to pedal back to try to explain the Rabbeinu Peretz. We're going to look back once again at this tour. Don't forget the Rabbeinu Peretz in the tour. Look at the extra Rabbeinu Peretz that argues with Tosfos, then look back at the Rabbeinu Peretz in the tour, and we're going to try to reconcile the two Rabbeinu Peretzes, and then we're going to go weiter in Mitzvah Shem.